check over your OHV before you head out for some spring riding. We're going over the checklist next on Western Life Radio.
Keep yourself safe this winter season. Wear layers to protect yourself from winter's cold. Also keep a hat, scarf, and mittens on hand as essential winter gear. Select footwear appropriate for snow and slush, and be sure to keep extra dry clothing in your vehicle in case you get wet. These winter safety tips are brought to you by FEMA, the Region 8 Youth Preparedness Council, this station, and Western Life Radio.
If you would like a little more from your range experience than standing and shooting holes in paper, come and train with us, TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Make sure your OHV is in top condition before your next OHV adventure. Chris Haller with Utah State Parks and Recreation goes over the checklist.
Pull it out, make sure that if they didn't turn the fuel valve on, that they turned it on, because that's a key thing. Generally, when we put it in storage, we want to make sure that we have that fuel in the off position. And if you didn't drain it, you want to top off those fluids. Any other type of items, check your spark plug. Make sure your tires are at proper inflation rate. The oils and fluids, if they need to be changed, get those changed out. Your lights. A lot of times I think we overlook our lights on those. It is important. Something is required if you're going to operate after the sunset and before sunrise. And so make sure those lights are working properly. Now pull out that helmet. Make sure it hasn't, so to speak, been mothballed. It's not cracked or hasn't been dropped. Check that manufacturing date on the inside of that helmet. If it's greater than 5 years, we would really encourage people to replace that helmet. And lastly, another item that gets overlooked, the towing device itself. If you're utilizing a truck, make sure you got some really good sturdy ramps and you tie those down onto the truck. Some accidents do occur when those ramps are not properly secured, which could cause those ramps to slip out. And then even before you even get out of the driveway or you're unloading at a trailer, I already have had a very bad experience. And then we also remind people on the trailer itself, make sure that the trailer lights are working properly, the trailer tires themselves are properly inflated, the wiring from the tow vehicle to the trailer is functioning, and to have a spare tire for that trailer. There's been time and time again as we've all traveled up and down Utah's highways and byways.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.